This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 607. Today's IELTS vocabulary is not rubbish.
You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show.
Today, you'll learn how to use five extremely impressive words and phrases to use in IELTS speaking and writing for vocabulary scores above a 7. Hey, Lindsay, what's going on?
Hey, Jessica, I am feeling great. We just finished, came off of two exciting live webinars where we talked about time and how to save time. Yes.
Man, amazing. Those webinars were amazing. I hope you listeners were able to come to the webinars. But you know what? We are going to have more. Lindsay and I are already planning and brainstorming for our next webinars. So stay tuned for that. These ones were amazing, though. The attendance was huge, and the quality of the questions right amazing. At the end was so good. Well, I think like the takeaways, the strategies that students got in these webinars was amazing.
Yeah. I think it's because the time was the topic was so key to all of our lives. It was so, you know, this topic of how to save time, you know, how to make sure you have enough time to prepare, how to save time on the actual exam is so pertinent to all of us. It's so key. And that's why everyone was there asking questions, getting massive value for their own exams.
Exactly. Time, you guys. They're like one of the biggest messages I think from our webinar was that you guys are feeling so all over the place, right? Mm-hmm. And the terrible feeling of when you're wasting time and not knowing where to go and what IELTS information to trust and when to do a practice test. And like, it's so inefficient and stressful and it doesn't help us prepare. So I think that was the biggest takeaway was like, this is how you organize your time when you're studying for the exam.
Exactly. So guys, keep your eyes out. If you missed this one, there will be another one coming up that we're going to announce soon. We're going to start doing these every 6 weeks or so. So it's super exciting. You want to make sure you get on the next one.
For sure. No, they're going to be amazing.
Yep.
Okay. So today we have some vocabulary questions from students in Three Keys IELTS. So again, guys, if you are a Three Keys student, you can post and ask questions about vocabulary, weird test answers, anything in the Facebook group. And someone on our team, usually me, gets back to you within the day, usually. So we're going to talk about some of the vocab questions today.
Okay, that sounds good. So we've got Ozzy chiming in the background there.
Yes, he'll quiet down soon.
He also wants to improve his vocabulary, I can tell, because he keeps saying the same thing, which is woof.
He does not know how to paraphrase, you know?
Yeah, he needs to work on it.
Grasped that skill yet. We're working on it.
All right.
Okay, so the first question is really good. Do you want to read that first question, Lindsay?
You know what? I don't have the questions. I just have the words. Here. I don't have the questions in front of me, just the vocabulary words. Do you have the question? Okay.
I do. So the question was, can we replace easily with ease or at ease? Now, Lindsay, do those two phrases have the same meaning, with ease and at ease?
Okay. So I would say, they really are, can be used in different situations, right? So I've seen the phrase at ease used in the military. Like that's what it makes me think of. At ease, right? Standing at ease, or maybe to talk to, like, I'm not sure, to give a kind of a command, but I don't use it quite as often. Sorry, I'm getting a little bit distracted.
I know, I'm sorry. Yeah. Okay.
Okay, so what are the words that we're going to get into, Jessica? Where are we going first?
So the first question is about these two phrases, with ease and at ease. Lindsay, can you read that question?
Yeah, sure. So here we go. He says, our student says, "Hi, Jessica, I have a quick question. Can I paraphrase easily to with ease or at ease? And thank you."
And thank you. our students are so polite. I love it. So no, because these two phrasal verbs have different connotations, right? Mm-hmm. So you can't paraphrase, you can't replace easily with ease, right? Like, mm-hmm. I read this book easily, I read this book with ease.
Right.
Right? Same meaning. I think using the phrasal verb in this case is better. Like, usually in writing, we don't want to use phrasal verbs, but in this case, with ease is quite a high level phrasal verb. I think it's a formal phrasal verb. So you could definitely use it in writing and speaking. But at ease has a different meaning, right? Lindsay, how would you describe at ease?
Yeah, so it's really just this idea of being relaxed. I just pulled up a couple of examples, and one example from the dictionary says, "I'm more at ease when my boss is not in the office."
Exactly. So at ease would be like an adjective phrase for a feeling, right? Relaxed. Yep. That's all it is relaxed. So that is great to use in speaking for sure.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Love it. Love it. Good question, though. I love that our students in the course can just jump in Facebook anytime they want and ask these questions and get responses really quickly. It's so cool.
I know. It's amazing. It's so active, you guys. Three Key students listening. I know that you guys are amazing and do listen to the show still while you're preparing. So thank you so much for posting. And if you're not in the course and you do want to interact with us whenever you need to, go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS, and you guys could have access to our team like 24/7. It's amazing.
Amazing. Amazing. All right. Awesome. So what's next? Did we have another really good question in Facebook?
Yeah. So this question was about the word rubbish. She was wondering. So he saw this word rubbish in a task two question, and he said, "What do I do if I don't know the meaning of the word in the question?" Because he didn't know the meaning of the word rubbish. So rubbish is British English for trash or garbage, right? We just say garbage in American English. I do love the word rubbish, though. And guys, like, what can you do if that happens? Well, the first option is to guess the meaning from context, right? But the thing is, in the task two question he posted, there was no context. It was
people
create massive amounts of rubbish. What problems does this cause? What are some solutions? Like, there was no clue as to what this word meant. So guys, I mean, really, basically, you just don't want to let this happen. You guys need to be, you know, you need to be preparing as widely as possible. And this is exactly what I told him in the Facebook group. Like, you need to be listening, reading, watching, not just American English, but British English, because to be honest, rubbish is a very common word in British English. And if you've watched, you know, a TV program, you would have heard that word. So we need to prevent this from happening in the first place.
Yeah. And also, like, IELTS is not going to use a crazy word that is so obscure that no one's going to know it. Right, Jessica? I mean, they're going to use a higher level word, but they're not going to use a completely obscure word. So if you are listening to, you know, high level English, native English, like you should be, you'll know the word, right?
Exactly, exactly. That's a word that you should definitely know. Hello, awesome IELTS listeners. If you are ready to be done with IELTS, we have 30-day plans and 60-day plans in our course, the 3 Keys IELTS Success System. Go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS.
Okay, Jessica, so let's see, where are we here? We got a little bit distracted there, but we are back.
Just a little bit distracted. Ozzy is causing issues today, but okay. So this next question was really good too. It's about whether or not to use this idiom in task two. So the idiom is, it runs in the family. What does that mean, Lindsay?
Oh, I love that. I love that expression. I mean, it just means that something, some trait or some tendency you have is something that your parents or your brother and sister also have. So it's something that might be kind of well, maybe genetic or also just pass through environment, your family. You know, you guys do the same things. Yeah,
exactly. Either of those. Exactly. It could be blue eyes or it could be the love of chocolate.
Yeah.
Both of those things. It runs in the family. I think it's too informal for task two, personally. You really need to be careful with the idioms you choose for academic writing because most of them are inappropriate. They're not going to help your vocab score because they wouldn't be considered like academic or formal or high level. So I would just replace that with hereditary or, right, like hereditarily could be an adverb. But that word would definitely be higher scoring than using this idiom. But it's great for speaking.
Yeah, I see what you mean. It kind of reminds me more of like a letter you might write to a friend, right? It's like a casual kind of like, hey, I know it runs in the family. I know my dad likes to go jogging, run marathons. It runs in the family. Very casual. Very casual.
Totally. So like speaking part two and speaking part one, for sure. But, and I mean, you could use it in a personal example in speaking part three. But again, part three should sound different than part one and part two, right? So hereditary, again, would be great in part three.
Love it. Love it. Okay. Very good solid answer. We got one more.
Okay. So this is a great word. I love this word. Astronomical. Astronomical price. How do you use that?
I don't, but I wish I did. I wish I did because it's one of those words that I want to use more often. I think it's great. It just describes something that is just really, really huge. You know what I mean? You think of like astronomical, massive. It's a way to really emphasize something, intensify it.
Yeah, it's a great emphasis word and it's super strong. And I do think we mostly use it for numbers. I mean, there are situations where we would use it to describe other things, but basically, guys, just stick to using it for numbers, especially prices, right? So something that is super expensive. And I love the idea. Of course, you can use it in writing. It's super high level, but I love using it in speaking because it's such a strong emphasis word that the intonation follows that. So it's not just saying like, the cost of this test is astronomical. It would be like, it's astronomical because there's so many syllables that two syllables are stressed. So it's this like really amazing opportunity to show expressiveness.
Yeah, we really want to look for those words on the speaking test that give us that chance to improve our pronunciation score too, right? At the same time as vocabulary. Like, what are those words that we can really put our heart into and we can influence so many parts of our score? So cool.
Exactly. And this, guys, this word can totally be worked into any part of the speaking exam and it's impressive, right? So anytime you guys are talking about the cost of something, even if it's not expensive, pretend it's expensive. And just say it's astronomical.
Right. Because it doesn't necessarily mean you have to tell the truth, right, in these stories that you're telling or your answers in the speaking test. But it's just about being expressive and being different from the next student. Wake your examiner up.
Exactly. Totally. And these words today, guys, the vocab that you've learned in today's show will definitely wake up the examiner. These are all fantastic words. So thank you to our Three Keys students for posting these in the course and, I mean, in our Facebook group. And they've already gotten their answers, right? But guys, again, if you want to have this access and ask us questions, you can go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS and become a Three Keys student immediately.
Awesome. We'll see you guys in there. All right, Jessica, thanks for hanging out. It's been fun.
All right, my pleasure. Bye, Lindsay. All right,
see you soon. Bye. Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.